is Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram. Dave's appearances here in studio brought to you by the fine folks over at Vandermark Jewelers. Make sure you pay a visit to Jim and Bob Vandermark on Broad Street, right across from the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry, just as Dave is a trusted name in news. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Bo. Thanks.
Well, you had a lot of interesting stories this past week, a lot of happy stories. And I like happy stories, man. They're a heck of a lot easier to talk about.
I do too, yeah.
And I would imagine from your perspective, sure, absolutely. Makes things a lot simpler. And I want to start with the new Elyria Fire Chief, Carl Mack, and his love for both candy and safety. Let's start with candy first.
Well, one of the first things you'll notice when you walk into Chief Mack's office is that there's a big old bucket of Twizzlers on the bookshelf, and he's also got a mug full of them on his desk, and a little plate of atomic fireballs there. And I noted that at the end of our interview, and he said, "Yeah, I want everybody who comes in here to leave sweeter than when they came in." And I thought that was pretty funny. I thought that was pretty good. And he offered a Twizzler, and I grabbed one on my way out.
Better than the fireball, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't want to cause a fight or anything, but I'm just not, cinnamon candy just is not my thing. But I think there's a lot of people that like it. So, hey, you know, go for it. But Chief Mack, a very, very smart man, very smart man. Guy's has more degrees than I do, which is good. I want that in a fire chief who knows his stuff about fire science, and he's a proud graduate of Ashland University and University of Cincinnati, and a big reader, loves to read. So that's a little more on the personal side, but on the fire side of things, he's all about education, about training, you know, about having the right number of firefighters on the truck to respond to emergencies, and working together with other departments in the area, doing mutual aid and having his guys on the water rescue team, like what they did for that big search the other week that turned out to be nothing. Didn't have to rescue anybody, thankfully, but that kind of thing. He said always be prepared, you know, be trained, and he's got 62 firefighters right now, and he's hiring a couple more. And he's got a good bunch of young new lieutenants and captains working for him. So he said the experience from the top will trickle down to the new guys, and hopefully they'll learn some things from the gentlemen who've been out there for a few years now. Really gracious of him to grant me a couple hours to interview him, and I appreciate that. And it was a nice interview. I learned a lot, and I hope the readers did too.
Well, he gave you Twizzlers too, right? Yeah, to top it all off.
Can't forget that. Yeah.
I mean, you left there sweeter than you were when you came in, right?
I did. Yeah. I did.
Mission accomplished.
Truly
although
did.
Fitting, though, right, for the fire chief to have those cinnamon fireball candies,
right? Yeah.
You didn't expect them to have icebreakers, did you?
No. You know that would have been, that might have been a little different. You know, that's what's the phrase that everybody uses now? Stay frosty. You know, it's
stay frosty.
Cool. Cool headed. You know.
What, stay from? Where did that come from? Now that you say,
I don't know. Not sure. I've seen it in a couple TV shows here and there.
You mentioned he said he's a big reader. Did he tell you what he reads exactly?
Right at this moment, he's going for his master's, so it's a lot of academic texts about human resources. But he said, hey, you know, anytime somebody comes along and says, oh, you got to read this book, he's like, I go out and get it.
Hmm.
You know, so he takes suggestions. I hope I haven't caused an avalanche of books to appear in his inbox. But
hey, you know what? He'll take them, right? If he's a big reader and he enjoys diving into a good novel, I'm sure he won't mind some suggestions. Yeah. 3 Days in Ashford, while we're at it, by Ty Tracy, if you're interested,
oh, yeah?
And you're listening out there. But yeah, just say it. That's interesting, because you're right. You took a nice little look at the personal side of him, and I think that's the side that not everybody sees. So I thought that was a fascinating angle to take on that as well. Another interesting story that you wrote last week, we actually touched on this, Thursday we hit on it last week, about this organization called FAMILY, Fathers and Mothers Involved in Local Youth. This organization had a Top Chef competition at Franklin Elementary, and it really seemed like you had a ton of fun covering this event, and you tweeted that as well, talking about just how cool this was to be there.
And I was invited to be a judge for this competition. There were three girls, three fifth grade girls, who were involved in kind of a competition. It's a little bit of an offshoot of the normal Elyria schools, their food services folks run a competition that's coming up next month, where they're going to have a student winner from each of the different schools in the district come in and and cook something and show it off to some judges and win some awards. And so that's coming up later. But our family said, let's do this. And the Taylors, who run the Emma Taylor and her son Bobby Jr., fantastic people. I had a great time talking to them, interviewing them about their foundation, which was started 23 years ago. But they basically ran this competition, and it's all about healthy choices. So it's about cooking healthy and, with low fat ingredients, with wheat instead of, white bread or just healthier choices, for the students. And these fifth grade girls put together, three different dishes that were really fantastic. And, I never thought I would be interested in a soy and gluten, meat substitute. But Mary, the one girl who was in the contest, she ground up some soy and gluten burgers and stuck them in a veggie burrito and added some vegetables, and it was really, really quite good. Adriana Pinkston was the winner, and she did a Southwest salad that had all healthy ingredients, but then threw some taco meat in there too, and Brianna was the other one who was involved in that competition, and she had these healthy loaded nachos. Which, if you've never done, cheese, salsa, crumbled avocado, and then put that on a healthy kind of wheat nacho, and then also added yogurt. If you are one of those people out there who's big into the salty and sweet, flavor combination, give it a try. I mean, this is probably a recipe that you can throw into Google and look up. Absolutely fantastic. It was really neat to watch them prep and put things together and present their plates, and the judges were all impressed. It was really a lot of fun. So the Adriana, who was the winner, got a gift card to go out and buy some more healthy stuff and help with her many siblings to cook. And it was just a neat little event, and our family foundation, they take students to Florida over the summer, which is really neat. I think that's it's really neat that some kids who might not otherwise get to go on vacation every year, get to go on this vacation with them and see things, and it's all based on education, and you earn points and money for doing things prior to the event and earn all that money towards your trip. So that's going to be exciting to see, what students get chosen to do that this year.
And the way you detail all that, it's hard for me to imagine that these are sixth grade girls. Is that
fifth
right?
Grade.
Fifth grade girls.
Fifth grade
yeah.
girls.
It's yeah. incredible to me that in fifth grade, they're able to put that much detail, and they really seem to put a lot of energy into this as well. I mean, anybody
There's
can
a lot
go
of energy going around.
Yeah. Well, and that's the crazy thing too. You got to be a little bit creative, and you got to go the extra mile, to find these ingredients, because anybody can throw in a bag of popcorn and microwave it. Anybody can warm up leftover pizza from the night before. This takes some patience. A lot of cooking takes patience. This takes some effort. And the detail that you guys certainly did a wonderful job of illustrating with your words, and there were some pictures in there as well,
yeah.
It blew me away, and it got me to thinking, how in the world, a fifth grade girl, or these fifth grade girls put this together? That was incredible.
It was really great, and they got, and they had just energy to spare. It was a little hard to pin them down to ask them questions at times because they're so busy preparing. And there was a little help, from the adults and everything. And but they went out and bought all these, they were given some money to go out and buy these ingredients, had to make sure they were healthy, had to read the back and say, okay, well, this has, X percent less fat, than this other thing. And that was one of the pushes that the foundation did, was say, we want healthy options, we want healthy choices. I'd eat any of those three dishes, any day. I was really impressed with the job they did. So good job, girls. That was a lot of that story was one of the most fun things that I did last week. So.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It's our local beat brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Boy, another terrific story you wrote last week. And, you know, as far as the Lorain schools go right now, not all the news coming out of that front has been positive in recent months, but this one was most definitely positive, and it was a lot of fun to read. You know, we kind of get lost in the midst of all that's going on with that scene right now that, you know, sometimes you forget it's the students. And the kids, those are the ones that kind of tend to suffer as a result. But you highlighted something that I thought was really fantastic. These Lorain High School seniors, they had their senior day of service, which I thought was really, really cool. And you told some interesting stories in there about just how much fun these seniors had with this senior day of service.
And that was the thing that was and one of the students, Honesty, who was there, you know, I asked about doing all this work and putting all this effort into cooking a meal for folks that were showing up on a cold, just awful day outside, about all the work that she had put in, you know, making, you know, the cornbread and the chili and the salads for the folks who were showing up at the Salvation Army. And she just looked me dead in the eye and goes, "This isn't work. We're having fun." And wow. Okay. Yeah. Very obviously, I was in stitches. Nikki and Honesty, especially, and Amber, who were all working in the kitchen, were an absolute riot, And I left there with a huge smile on my face. They had me cracking up the whole time, but they took a lot of pride in what they had done. These are all volunteer students. I mean, these are seniors who said, "Yeah, sure, I'll volunteer." They got a free T-shirt out of it, and they but also a lot more in terms of helping their fellow human beings. And I thought that was really the takeaway was that they seemed to be having a lot of fun, and it goes to show that, you know, yeah, you're not getting paid to do community service, but you can have fun while doing good things for other people. And that was the real takeaway, I think, for me. Everybody was really helpful. All the folks from from the Salvation Army and from Lorain schools were real helpful. And the teachers who were there chaperoning, you know, and the paraprofessionals who were there, they really seemed that it didn't seem like they had to do a lot of prodding for the students to really get involved in what they were doing and put their minds to the task. And that was one thing that was brought up was that, you know, not all the news out of Lorain, especially, is, you know, and the schools with all the controversy going on up there. And, you know, and I'm not the expert on that. We have other experts in our office on that. But for something good like this to happen in the midst of all of that, you know, it just goes to show that it is really, you know, about, you know, educating the students and giving them something to look forward to, something good to do, to give them a goal and watch them succeed. And I think any school that does that is a success.
Yeah, no question about that. It was fun to see you highlight all that, because you're right. These seniors, they certainly seem to have a good time and seem like they learned a few things along the way as well. All right, my friend, it's that time of the interview for us to take a look at perhaps one of our favorite segments of the week, Dave's Scanner Stories. And I know you've got plenty, so what do you have for us this week? Who made the top of the list?
Well, I'll give you the one that impressed me the most from this past week from February 25th. Again, this didn't happen in Lorain County, but one of the feeds that I follow is an officer who repeats things that they hear on duty. And this one in particular was a drunk driver who urinated on herself and had just a hint of vomit on her shirt, called me handsome on the way to the jail. So once again, I think for the second or third week in a row, we have an arrestee who puts the moves on the arresting officer, or at least tries to, with little success, as their next date will be with the matron, the jail. But I thought that was a good one, and probably one that I would imagine a lot of officers have out there is the story of somebody who said, "Hey, you're really cute," as they were being taken away in cuffs.
You take the compliments any way you can get them, though, right?
You know, it's still a compliment. I think no matter when that happens, it's like, hey, you're a good-looking person. You know, oh, thank you very much. Yeah. You know, so, sorry, it's three hots and a cot for the next couple of days.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know, I'm not sure how it is in the newspaper business, but in the radio business, if somebody says you're a good-looking male or female, you take that, right? You're not
going to say compliment.
No. I take that every day, man. Take that every day of the week. Good stuff, my friend. Well, Dave, always a pleasure, man. This is always a lot of fun to have you here in studio. We'll do it again next week.
Fun to be here, and thank you very much for the time.